What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast, brought to you by the Club app, the number one streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother DJ Nitro on the show. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
I go by the name of DJ Nitro, coming straight out of Far Rockaway, Queens, a small town, but very aggressive out here. It's a very much competition in New York. As a DJ, so you got to make your own lane out here. If you don't make your own lane, you're just going to follow everybody else and be shadowed by everybody else.
So I hear that, man. I hear that. And I see that you're grinding hard in this industry, and I appreciate you being on the show. This is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear your story as a DJ in the industry. So walk us through your journey, man. Talking about the beginning. What sparked your interest to become a DJ? Kind of walk us through your journey from there.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny the way I started DJing. So at first, I was a party goer. You know, I loved the party, going out, you know, enjoying myself. And after a while, I'm hearing DJs play. They started repeating the same songs, repeating the music. It's just like, I get tired of it. It's like, all right, it's so much music. It's millions, like trillions of music in this world. Why are you repeating the same song that the DJ played before? So it was like one day I went to a party in Brooklyn and I was just over it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to become a DJ. I'm just going to start doing what I do, you know, start playing music for other people, like music you don't hear every day. So I started probably like 5 years ago. So I'm not really like, I wasn't really raised DJing, or I really didn't even like music at first. So I started getting into it 5 years ago, and then probably like a year later, I stopped doing it because I didn't really enjoy it, like, because I wasn't getting the proper support. I wasn't getting anything like that. So it kind of like shot everything down pretty much. I'm like, damn, I don't think I should do this. So I came across a team out here. It's called Dream Society, and they was like a family party team, I can say. So they took me in, and I told them I was a DJ. They didn't know or anything, so I just told them, just threw it out there. It was like, oh, you could DJ our functions that we have. So I said, okay, cool. I started doing that, and I started playing music, and it's the way I was playing it. It was like, they loved the transitions. So the transition was really set the tone for everything. Like, the transition set the tone for everything I started doing, and they just kept telling me to keep going and keep going and keep going. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to enjoy it. So when I get to college, probably like my freshman year of college, I actually I saw this flyer. It said DJ Battle, and I wanted to be a part of it, but I didn't think I was up to the task or anything. So unfortunately, I didn't go for it. But as I was playing with my own computer inside a break room, a lunch break room, and a girl came up to me. And she heard me playing music and all sorts of way. And she taught me something, actually, that made me take my DJ skills to the next level. She said, as long as you transitioning through... how can I explain it? As long as you transition it through the same genre of music, you're gonna be okay. Like, instead of just bouncing from, you know, hip hop to reggae to soca, all in like 5 minutes, pretty much. So that escalated my potential. It was like, I just kept going and kept learning and kept going. And eventually I started throwing my own parties, probably like 2 years later, I started throwing my own party. I skipped the part. I'm sorry. Let me go back. So it was another team that's from out here called Live Fan First, which is I'm a part of now until today, which is my brand. You see, Live Fan First. they took me in, and they already knew I was a DJ, and I started DJing their parties. They already had a little a buzz out here, even though Far Rockaway is a small town. Everybody knew, you know, everybody. So I started DJing for them. And then that's when everything started taking off, like little by little though. It wasn't like a quick process. So 3 years ago, we threw our first party inside a place called Carnival, Club Carnival. So long story short, that place, it kind of, how can I explain it? It kind of messed me up. So it's like I couldn't even be able to DJ that night because it was like two parties in one. You know how promoters, they just, yeah, they want money. They money hungry. So it was like, oh man, I couldn't even show my talent for that night. So I'm like, okay, it's always going to be other nights. Why don't I throw another party? I just kept throwing parties and parties. I threw a backyard. I started throwing backyard parties with my team. And yeah, it just, that's how I end up here. I just kept going and going. If you stop, if you don't be consistent, you're going to end up like failing and you're going to feel down and out. It's like, no matter how bad the party was, don't get me wrong, I had plenty of bad parties. Plenty of bad parties. Now, if you go on my Instagram page, my parties are crazy. Like, it just keep going and going and going. So that's how I became a DJ, how I came about. Now, everybody know Nitro now. So
yeah, man, I love it, man. And it's a journey of progression. And being able to stay consistent and be able to persevere through the tough times. Like you said, there were times where you thought you wanted to quit, man. And you were able to make it out of those tough times. And now you're thriving. And it shows that success doesn't happen in one day. You have to build upon it and you have to take those failures and use them as stepping stones to your success. And my brother DJ Nitro has done it successfully. So I'm super excited to have you here. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we want to talk deeper into those learning lessons that you learned throughout the journey. Okay.
Okay.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here, my brother DJ Nitro from Far Rockaway, New York. And we're super excited to have him here. He's telling an amazing story about how he has progressed in his journey as a DJ. Been DJing for about 5 years now, but he has done so much and have had a lot of success, but had a lot of failures as well. But he has learned from those failures and it has propelled him to where he is today, throwing amazing parties and being a DJ that's being well recognized in his city. So brother, can you tell me a little bit about some of the learning lessons that you learned from those failures and even some of those success? What are some things that you went in thinking it'll be one way, but then when you actually went through it, it was a completely different way? And how did you go about to use that to enhance your career as a DJ?
Well, first and foremost, I didn't even have anybody to teach me how to DJ. So I had to literally pick up the sticks and stones and started learning myself. So nobody really actually, how can I say this? They didn't keep me like on my heels or anything. It was just all about, it was just me. Like nobody, I guarantee nobody can say, oh, I taught this person how to DJ. Nah, no, you didn't. But, I'm sorry, what was the question again?
You repeat the question? some of the learning lessons, you know, some of the things that you went in thinking one way, but then experience kind of taught you that, hey, it's a little bit different and you're able to kind of learn from those experiences. So some things that went wrong, but you're able to learn from those mistakes.
Oh, that's a good question, actually. So throwing parties, for example. All right. So I didn't know at first when you throw an event, you have to actually like reach out to people and then communicate. You can't just throw the flyer up on the page and then they'll come. No. You have to like actually network, and network is key to any success, in my opinion. So you actually have to go out there. I'm outside literally almost every weekend, just networking and building my brand. If you're not out there building your brand, your success is not going to be as high as you think it is. So with that being said, it's like what I learned, the mistakes I had made from throwing events is I can't DJ a whole event by myself. That's one. That's a mistake I made. Once you start DJing an event by yourself, people's gonna get tired of the way you play. Unfortunately, but it's true. they may like how you play, but they do get tired. They like to hear other people play as well. So I learned how to start booking other DJs as well. So with my events, I book like at least 3 to 4 DJs, maximum 5. And now booking from those DJs, them DJs will actually post the flyer and other people will see it. And now grabs other people's attention that you'll never expected or never knew that existed.
Yep.
So that's how, that's one learning process I learned from networking, you know, through other DJs. Just because they're a DJ doesn't mean they're in competition with you. They can help you as well.
Yeah. No, I think that's super great. And let's unpack that, because there's a lot in that you really were able to explain. You know, for one, you know, when you're hosting your own events and you're trying to promote, just throwing up a flyer on IG is not going to cut it.
Yeah.
You have to be able to build meaningful relationships, and you have to outreach and talk to people and really get people to want to support you, not just throw up a flyer and hope people are going to come. You know, so, you know, I've done parties in the past. I've even done promo for the club and everything that we're doing with our app. And you really have to call people, especially in the beginning. You have to call people and get people to, you know, come to the party and really be involved with what you're building, because you can't do it alone. You can't just assume that a flyer on IG is going to cut it. You have to really build those real life human relationships and talk to people, at least in the beginning, to get that footing ground. Then after you establish that relationship and after you establish that following and the brand, people know like, wow, this is an amazing thing to go to. And guess what? Other people are going to do the talking for you because you've already established that brand. So talk is always going to go on. But in the beginning, you have to talk for yourself, because no one else is going to do it. But as your brand matures and as people see that your parties are the hot space to be, people are going to talk for you. And that's kind of how it works. So always remember, communication is key. Relationships building is key. And you cannot have success without building meaningful relationships. And then also you touched upon just the use of other DJs in your network. By being just a solo DJ and not including other people, you know, people get tired of hearing the same thing over and over. They want diversity in music, diversity in people. And by having multiple people on the party and doing it with you, the audience reach is massive, because it's 5 people promoting or 4 people promoting, and people are able to support, and you're able to reach audiences that you will never reach on your own. So I think those are 2 key important things that you highlighted. And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because some DJs don't really understand why their failure or the lack of success happens. But these are some of the key things that you need, especially for those that are looking to throw their own parties and events. Super hard to do it by yourself. And you got to be on the ground, speaking to people and building meaningful relationships.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome, man. You know, I'd love to walk into, you know, some of the things we'd like to speak about here on the show is about branding. You know, so your name is DJ Nitro. Where'd you get that name, and what does that branding mean to you?
Oh, okay. That's an easy question. All right. So the way it came about was, earlier I said I was a team called Dream Society. They kind of like, you know, recruited me into the family party team. So before you get recruited in, it was like I can say, I don't mean to throw any like harm or shade or anything, but there was like they wanted to be a fraternity team as well. So that didn't really go as planned. So joining them is like they give you a nickname before anything. So the reason why they gave me the nickname Nitro, because I like cars. I love cars. I love working on cars. I love, you know, everything about cars. And also, I was a football player back then, and I was really fast. So they just put 2 and 2 together and ended up with Nitro. At first, I didn't like it at all. I wasn't rocking with it. I'm like, yo, don't call me that, this, and that. And eventually, it just stuck with me. So that's how I came about with Nitro. It was somebody else that gave me the name. It's not like I made it up myself. So, yeah, that's how that came about.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But talk to me a little bit also about, you know, when people book or work with DJ Nitro, you know, what kind of experience are they getting? You know, what is the unique flair that you bring to your talents as a DJ? So when people hear Nitro, they know it's you.
So I have this one famous drop that I have. I would like to play it, but my stuff is not on right now. So they know as soon as I press that button, they know it's me. And Now, that every time I can't make this up. For the past couple months, every time I get on the set, I hear screaming. It's not roaring screaming. Not everybody, you know, it's like certain individual in certain parts of the party. Like, yo, he about to, you know, about to turn up. And so that's how people know that I'm about to play. And also, back then, I never used to, all right, so out here in New York, a lot of DJs, they have the mic. So they talk on the mic while they playing music. Back then, when I first started, I never used the mic. I didn't like it. I just wanted to play. So when I started miking, like talking to the crowd, getting involved with them, they hear a new voice. And they know my voice because my voice is kind of like, is really like different from any other DJ. So once they start hearing my voice, it's like, oh shit, he's excuse my language. Oh, he's talking. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I can talk. It's just that I don't prefer to talk. I'd rather just play. But when you talk in New York City out here, they love the energy like that I give. I give a lot of energy. So the way I call it Nitro Power Hour, because usually I get booked. A lot of DJs out here get booked for an hour to play that set. And once I start playing, it's the way I transition to music. I wordplay music. I also, what's the name? The way I jump from genre to another genre, it's like one genre is talking about a plane. And you talking about a plane, and the reggae genre is talking about another plane, and it just connects. So that's the reason why people know me as well.
Nice.
Story.
That's pretty dope that, you know, you're able to storytelling and kind of transition in a way that just gets people excited when they're just like, whoa, like I never knew that you can go from there to there. And you do a blend or do a transition that no one has ever heard before. That's when you get people, you know. I think it's like for a consumer, when they hear a well-transitioned blend into something that they've never heard before, it's just a magical moment. Like there's some transition that I heard that I am still to this day thinking about. And it's just a special thing, DJs. Like, please, if you are creative in your craft and you're able to transition and tell stories through your music, you do something special to your audience. And like, I'm a you know, testament to that. I am still thinking about some transitions that I've heard DJs do that just blew my mind. And it's important that you just get creative and just how do you also, and you spoke about speaking on the mic, how do you get people to really know the personality of you through the music that you're playing? And people will connect with those things. Like for me personally, I love Christian music. I love gospel. I love Maverick City music. I love praise and worship music. And it was a set that had nothing to do with praise and worship music, but the DJ threw in a little transition. It was literally like 3 seconds of one of my favorite praise and worship songs. And that stuck with me. And I just was blown away. It was 3 seconds of time, but it was so unique. It was so great that like, I'm just blown away by that. And these are those special moments that you can have to connect with your audience. And it doesn't take away from the set at all because you can put your own personality into it. And I think that you found a unique way to do that same thing with your talents and your skill set. And I think that you're doing an amazing job with it, man. You know, you're still very young. You're still early in your journey. What are your plans for the future with the DJ Nitro brand?
Okay. Actually, I wanted to become, I want to actually tour, you know, become a big name DJ. You see how DJ Khali is? It's like he barely DJs, but he makes music, produce music. I want to be in that lane. So actually, Khali and DJ Envy, they're my two favorite, you know, DJs. They, I envy them. They, I literally follow them and everything. So the reason why I like DJ Envy, because he radio personality. And I was on a radio show called Between Palm Trees. And I still rock with them. It's just that my work schedule is kind of conflicted, so I can't really DJ for them. So I love the radio personality, and also, and with DJ Khali is like, I want to learn how to produce music and make my own drop and put it in every song that I work with, no matter what. Like, you see how DJ Khaled is? DJ Khaled, we the best everywhere. You can't hear it without his name. Like, it's ridiculous. So,
oh, yeah.
That's the plan and goal that I want to go with so far.
I love it, man. And you're well on your way, man. You're grinding. You're working hard. You're building a name for yourself. So keep it up, brother. I have faith in you. I think that you're going to make it big. Keep on going. I think you're giving a lot of great advice for other DJs that are out there. They're looking to build their brand. You know, what are some things that you can give before we jump into our lightning round? Do you think that is the most important things that DJs that are up and coming should be working on right now to position themselves for success?
I would say, don't stop, keep going. Don't be afraid to take a risk. Risks are meant to be taken. Like, literally, if you don't take the risk, you'll never know. Like, as a DJ, like I said, if you don't like talking on the mic, get comfortable with it. You have to interact with everybody. I was a shy person at first. I didn't like it. But look at me now. I'm talking like crazy on the interview right now. It's crazy. So, yeah, just keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
Yes, sir. Said well, brother. Said well. Super excited to have you here. And I'm super excited to be able to watch your growth and journey from here on out. So I'm a fan of you. I'm going to be looking forward to just watching the things that you put out. And I'm in New Jersey. I'm right over the bridge. So I'll be able to check out some of the things you're doing. So I definitely want to stay in touch.
That's another thing. I'll be in New Jersey soon throwing parties as well. Because I don't know if you heard of DJ Bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, he throws big parties. We in tune, but nobody knows. Because being that I've been, you know, escalating, he's been watching, and I've been watching. And of course, he's been doing this for a while. So I actually got in contact with him, and he's willing to do work with me. So once that get in plan, I hope to see you there.
Awesome, brother. Let's do it, man. All right, let's jump into the lightning round. You ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay. I have a laptop, which is nothing but everything is software. I don't have a hard drive, so I need to get a hard drive. Actually, I prefer every DJ to have a hard drive, just in case, God forbid, anything happens to your computer, you'll always have all your music, because music takes so long to cue everything. It'll just take days to do. That's the only thing I have for my hard drive. Yeah.
Who's your favorite DJ?
Oh, so again, well, I will go with DJ Envy first. Then is DJ Khaled. Those are the top two DJs that I always admire and look forward. And yeah.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
Oh, let me think. It was actually one of the parties I threw. It was a Halloween party called Fear Factor. So I threw it actually it was on November 1st, the day after Halloween, but people still came dressed, you know, costume. So the event I had a stage, and it was about probably like 300 people. And I never had so much interaction with a crowd as I did within, like, in any other party. It's crazy. It was crazy ridiculous. I wish the video went viral, you know. But that was my favorite, like, part of my DJ life ever. It was just crazy. Like, everybody was rocking with me. Everybody was, like, in tune listening. It was just crazy. So.
Name some of the best places to party in your city.
As of now, everything is starting to reopen, so I can't really kind of like give a direct answer, but the best places to party as of now is with me, or you play, or you go to a poppin' lounge in the city. So the reason why I say with me, because I do have a lot of attraction as of now, and you will actually enjoy music. Cause I don't, you know, I don't book people who doesn't like who plays the same music. I don't like it. So, yeah, those only places I could think of as of now. So,
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
That's missing? I believe, I can't say it's missing, but I do see a couple DJs, they interact with people that comment. I feel like every DJ should interact with people that comment so they can feel like they in the live. Like, they feel like, you know, you get a little shout out to the person at least, and they feel, you know, feel, make them feel special. So, and also the copyright thing, I feel like that, if that could go out the window, that would be the best thing ever invented. So those are the only two things.
And shout out to any DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Actually, a couple DJs, actually. Do I have to shout them all out? Or you want me to?
Shout out a few.
All right, so I'm going to start off with my right-hand man, DJ Diddy. He's also, he came up as soon as I came up. So, and we in the same team, Live Fan First. That's my, like, right-hand man, DJ Diddy. And then you got DJ Gaza Twin, a female DJ. She's really dope. She's really, like, I never thought I'd ever hear a female play music like that. It's crazy. So I love her. Like, she's really, like, you got to get into her. She have a great story. Another DJ I can say is DJ Weezy. The reason why I say that, because I saw him grow from when he first started until now. Now he's like into a big, you know, carnival. He's into that scene, the carnival scene. So, and another DJ is King Trey. The reason why I say him, because he started off really like with little to nobody, throwing lounges a weekly, every week. Nobody usually used to come, but now he's doing it every week still. And he's built his following. So every week, probably Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, it's packed out every week. Everybody's doing bottles. Everybody's doing specials, everything. It's ridiculous how the pandemic changed so much DJs and benefited them, but hurt them at the same time. It was like a gift and a curse. So another DJ I can shout out is DJ Drew Dollar Sign. I had recently actually recruited him into Live Fan First, and he's a youngin. So he got the younger crowd, you know, the 18 plus crowd, and his following is ridiculous. He actually went viral on YouTube a couple times, millions of views. I don't know if y'all heard, you probably heard it since you're from Jersey. You heard Light. That's one of the songs that he made, and it went viral. That was all throughout Jersey, New York, Connecticut, you know, the Triborough. And that's another DJ I would love to shout out. Another DJ, DJ Raph. He's one of my close friends as well. He actually starting to get better, which I'm so happy of. He started out slow, but now I can see the progression. I would love to start booking him for my events as well. So he got to keep a lookout on that. And I've been telling him, start throwing your own events. It's going to work. You might take a couple hits, but it's going to work. So that's another DJ. And I think that's it, if I'm not mistaken.
Awesome, man. Hey, we look forward to hearing their stories on the show one day. And any DJ that wants to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
You can find me on my Instagram at DJ_Nitro94. Or you can find me on Snapchat, the same way, DJ_Nitro94. Facebook, DJ, it's actually DJ Nitro for Facebook. You could, if you want to, you know, attend to any of my events or anything like that, you could follow my Live Fan First page. LYVEFAM1ST. And that's where you can find every, you can find me literally everywhere throughout that page. So yeah.
Awesome, brother. Hey, this has been a great interview. I'm sure our audience got a lot of value from listening to your story, man. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.